All right, happy Monday. Today it is the 10th day of February in 2020. Another wild card with Win Free tonight. We have a 1 hour show. As usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. We have a few people here waiting for more people to call in and also waiting for Win Free to show up. And time will tell what we will do in this hour. And of course, as usual, every day we do our whole Planet Healing conference call. You can only participate over the phone. You can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com. It's a daily conference call at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I will give you the phone number, which is 712-770-4340. The access code is 250-513-pound, where we gather. Initially, we talk around with the mics open, and after a while, we mute the phone lines, and Win either reads an excerpt from the channel materials, or he plays a recording, usually like a few minutes, where after we do our planetary healing, Win has the mic, he goes over worldly issues, do the Ring of Fire, Anchor of Light, and of course, while you are in the zone of participating in this group energy, you can do your own issues mentally, add them to the cluster of things that we put into the love light. 7 p.m. Pacific, 7 days a week, phone number 712-770-4340, access code 250-513-pound. And here is the next caller. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Jane. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Antonio.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Isis. Mary Eileen in Cincinnati.
Welcome, Mary Eileen.
Hi, Mary Eileen.
Hi, Antonio.
And the next caller, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, and everyone. Shirley from Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Antonio. Hi, Mary Eileen.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Debbie's here.
Welcome, Debbie.
Hello.
Debbie.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello, Antonio.
Mm-hmm. And the next caller, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, guys. Don in Northern Ohio.
Good evening, Don. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Don. Hey, Don. How you doing?
Hi, good.
Good.
Well, I heard somebody else there. Couldn't recognize your voice, but hello.
You sound hoarse.
Do I?
A little bit, yeah.
Like Mr. Ed?
Yeah, I got that one.
People get Charlie horses, and horses get Charlie peoples. That's what Mr. Ed said.
I think there used to be a talking mule at Christmas time, didn't there?
I don't know.
Christmas?
Yeah, it was like a Christmas thing. When I was a kid, my mom worked at this bank downtown Cleveland. Every year they would or maybe it was a, wasn't a bank, it was a department store, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, they used to fix up his department store for Christmas. You know, this stuff kids liked.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool.
Yeah, those were, like, just really elaborate.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I welcome those that have just have joined in here through BBS Radio Online. Thank you for being here. We wait for Wynn to present himself here briefly, hopefully.
Hello, everybody on BBS. And here in California, we have talking cows.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry and Shalona.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, everybody.
And the next caller, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Mary Eileen. Good idea.
Another caller joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Good evening, Janine. Welcome.
Hi, Janine. Hi, everybody.
And someone else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi, everybody. This is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Good evening, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hello.
Here in California, we have talking cows, and they say happy cows come from, wait, good cheese? I don't know, something about cows. I forgot how it goes.
Happy cows come from California.
I've seen that commercial. Yeah, they play that commercial in Pennsylvania.
All right.
Good cheese from happy cows, and happy cows come from California.
Actually, grass-fed dairy is supposed to be good for you. Really, mm-hmm. The only kind you should eat.
Yeah. You see quite a few cows walking around here on the grass still. Not always under the most ideal circumstances, but
better than being on a factory farm.
That's right.
We don't have any dairies close by, but like you can smell them.
there are quite a few in your area.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the Central Valley.
Yeah.
There's one like maybe 15, 20 minutes away, but when it's foggy, then you can smell them.
Mm-hmm. I've read that in a tourist book.
Good evening. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. Welcome, smile. Giggle.
Hi, Alan.
Hey. Hey. You guys are my family. You know that, don't you?
Yes. Is somebody's record skipping?
Oh, yeah, I can't see who it is.
Heard when Helen came on. Really?
Hey, John.
What is this little hand clap?
Yeah.
I think it comes from Texas.
Texas.
See.
No. Try muting, see if it goes.
I did, but it's not.
Okay. This is our life now.
Yes, it's comes from the giggle producer. All right. Good evening. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings. Good evening. Hi. Sedona, Raiden.
Welcome, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
All right, I'm going to unmute Helen again.
dinner.
Helen.
Now it's being drowned out by whoever's fixing your dinner.
Helen muted herself because she wouldn't bother you with her making her dinner.
Hey, Helen, do you know what kind of, you have sound going coming from your phone?
Not that I know of, because
okay,
I'm
but,
muted.
It's like tick, tick, tick. You did not mute yourself. You want to mute yourself, or you want me to mute you?
I did mute myself. I was muted when you were saying it was me. So
okay.
Is there some weird something or other in my phone?
Yes, right. Don't you hear it? Tick, 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 tick,
no,
tick.
Yeah,
no. All right.
Not usually there. Why don't you try calling back in, Helen? Usually
it might be me. It might be me. I'm going to hang up and we'll see.
Right.
I think it's Helen. We had somebody else join in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Phyllis from Quim, Washington.
Welcome, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Wynn in Sedona.
Welcome, Wynn.
Hey, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hey.
Helen, you can hear as well, right?
What's that?
I'm talking to Helen.
I muted myself. Did you still hear the sound?
Yeah, yes. I'm going to mute you, okay?
Well, it's not me then, because I was...
It is you, because now I muted you, and now the clapping disappears. That's coming.
Yeah,
here,
it was you, Helen. Helen, why don't you just call back in, because usually you don't have any clicking. So.
Well, she doesn't hear it, and also, I guess, and if she can hear us clear, then there's no need to.
So if you call, if you call back in, we'll all say hi to you again.
All right.
It sounded like somebody was snapping their fingers.
Welcome to all those that are listening in through BBS Radio. A good evening to you. And we will be starting the show here shortly.
Snapping their fingers, getting ready for a rumble.
Very good.
Hey, Robin isn't on, is she?
She's not.
Okay.
Maybe she's celebrating.
She's celebrating?
Because she passed her test.
Yeah, maybe she's drunk. Although I can't imagine Robin drunk. Can you guys imagine her drunk?
No.
No.
Or imagine Terry drunk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes? Terry, you hear that?
No, she's not here. She hung up, and she didn't call back in.
Well, she hung up? Okay. Can you imagine Hi's drunk?
I don't have to imagine
it.
How could you tell?
Is Lauren here?
Negative.
Uh-oh. Now what are you going to do?
Phyllis is here.
Hi, Phyllis.
Yep. Hi.
We missed you last night, Phyllis.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I wish I could have been on the call, but I had another one I had to take. Gosh, thanks for noticing.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Welcome back, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Terry.
Hey, did the ticking stop when I hung up?
Yeah, it wasn't you. It was Helen.
Oh.
No, it was just from Helen's phone, not yours.
Okay. All right.
Welcome to everybody on PBS. Assuming somebody's listening.
The recording has started.
We have started the recording, and I haven't muted everybody, and we still got the dings coming in. Do you want to say your name and your city?
Dr. Art, Hampton, Virginia.
Hi,
hey, Art.
Dr. Art.
Welcome,
Dr. Art.
Hey there.
Welcome.
Dr. Art.
Helen, we love you.
Are you getting rid of the dings, Ben?
Okay, we got the tones off.
Okay.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Okay.
The recording has started.
This is February 10th, 2020. See that? I got the date right. Maybe they won't fire me. And this is our Monday night wild card night where we're apt to do anything and even nothing, okay? But I thought I would I do a lot of cross-referencing on stuff. And, you know, we get some very wild stuff. And, I mean, even I say, I can't tell you how many times I have had to say, can that be true? And if it is true, I usually find some kind of something that validates it, or at least something out of left field that correlates it. And I mean, this all started out, this correlation, when David Wilcock, we kept talking about the Ra group and kept talking about Carla Ruckert. And then I studied Carla Ruckert. And before I knew her, and I got all this correlation. Well, Terry had this book laying around her apartment, or her condo in Pasadena, and apparently she had it for 25 years. And the person that recommended that she get it was none other than John Rappaport. How many of you know who John Rappaport is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's interesting. He didn't write this book, okay? And it's like about 3 inches thick. And it wasn't really published officially. It's a bunch of photocopies put together from all kinds of different sources, including a chapter with some of the Ra material on it, okay? And Terry, where did you actually buy the book? Do you remember?
It was the Conscious Life Expo a long time ago.
And I know a while back ago, it was being sold at least one UFO convention that I went to, okay? And it's called Matrix 2. And it's by a guy by the name of Valdemar Valerian. Now, it's not really by him, okay? He just compiled the whole thing. and photocopied all his compilations and put a red cover on it, okay? And occasionally I pick it up and start reading something in it. And I remember when I first read it, when I first picked it up, I was amazed. I said, can this be true? Because I didn't know anything about ETs, Grays, even group souls, okay? But the book sits around here, and I picked it up yesterday. And whenever I pick it up and start reading it, it shares, there's something in it that talks about things that I know, or I've learned, or I had other indications were true. And I think most of the stuff in this book is accurate, okay? Now, do you guys want to hear some stuff out of it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Sure. Yeah.
Did I hear Lauren on the line? Let me just see. Now, remember, the book is not linear, okay? And also, I have this book on a PDF file. And if any of you want the PDF file, you got to make a donation, and I'll send it to you, okay? I didn't know I was going to offer that, but I remembered that I do have it. And so, Morgan, are you on the line? All right. I'm just going to read something, and I'll see if I like it. If I don't, I'll read something else. Now, Jerry?
Yeah.
Wasn't Xenu a guy that the Scientologists talked about?
Yeah.
Because they're talking about Xenu here, okay?
Okay.
But I don't know if this agrees with your knowledge of that, okay? But
yeah, I don't know.
It's the theory of long-term planetary management by suppressive entities. Now, suppressive is a Scientology word, is it not?
I don't know. Yes, it is.
It is, yeah. So that means whoever wrote this was probably had some backing in Scientology. Now, again, this one, I don't know if it's true. I don't know how much of it's going to be true. Let's take a look at it. One of the most outstanding theories or memories or scenarios having to do with this subject involves a group of several entities function according to service to self. These entities have influenced the planet Earth for over 75 million years. One of the beings has been termed Xenu. Xenu is an ancient suppressive being who has done the most damage to entities in this sector. All the entities, are you making all that noise, Terry?
No.
Okay. Hi, so are you keeping an eye on the console? All right. I guess I have to look at the console here. Hives, are you there?
I'm around. But I walked away from it.
See, now I can't see who's making the noise. Okay. Hang on. I'll tell you what, I'll just mute everybody.
Muted.
Xenu reigned on Earth some 75 million years ago. During his reign of terror, many crimes worse than those of Adolf Hitler were perpetrated. He derived the original system-wide implant, which effectively traps souls and cripples the spirits of beings in this sector. Xenu's last action was to set nuclear genocide in motion on Earth. This is the main source of the term wall of fire, which is associated with this nuclear catastrophe. Xenu had a three-phase plan that included slaughter of opposing factions, destruction of defenses on every planet in the system, and removal of all minority unwanted populations and their extermination. This included the entire population of Earth. The plan was carried out with the help of criminal renegades and a fully controlled police state. Several entities escaped physical assassination and exposed the true intent of Xenu and his co-conspirators. Xenu and his group had covered their true intentions by claiming that groups of criminals and saboteurs had been responsible for the assassination and destruction carried out in the first two phases. The third phase was covered by scientifically backed up instances of police state officials, and that all the crime was because of overpopulation, the state of emergency existing, etc. The government had the right to use martial law and police state tactics to relocate the populations. After Xenu and his co-conspirators were exposed, loyal citizens were able to overthrow the police state and reestablish a more appropriate form of government. Xenu and his closest conspirators were captured and brought to trial on charges of high treason, willful and malicious mass murder, mass implantation of beings, conspiracy to institute a police state. Various Merkabian forces of leverage were instituted on the population during the period before Xenu and his co-conspirators were overthrown. These were institution of a personal income tax, enforced identification, and violation of privacy without consent. The group of, now remember, this is 75 million years ago. The group of suppressive beings were found guilty as charged and were sentenced to be exhibited to the people of each planet so that they would be recognized as the perpetrators. They would be confirmed, they would be confined inside a mountain with life support that would maintain them for eons. the body life support and electronic barrier fields designed to keep these beings from escaping were designed to be self-powered for 70 million years. After this time had elapsed, Xenu and his co-conspirators escaped and took bodies in the Merkab system. The Merkab system had already achieved a society that was very close to their implant control method of government. Xenu then worked out a covert plan to take over Earth by the time it would be nearly ready for acceptance into the galactic community. It was for this reason that Xenu and his top henchmen appeared on Earth in the 18th century in Europe. Xenu took the body of Adam Weishaupt and created the society known as the Illuminati. Its Earth purpose was to take over political control from the Catholic Church and the kings of Europe. In the 19th century, Xenu carried on his plan by taking bodies in the Rothschild banking family. The infiltration and takeover of secret societies such as the Masons, a continuing part of his plan to gain inside control, was also accomplished. In the 20th century, he and his co-conspirators influenced the exact point of monetary and political power to bring their world domination plan to its conclusion. Xenu controlled the body of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the American president. In the 1940s, and planned for the use of and control of atomic and nuclear weapons to keep the populations of Earth in fear and terror. They also gave away several formerly free countries to the Soviet Union in 1945. His orders to use the atomic bomb on Japan, despite the fact that Japan had already proposed to surrender since March of 1945, were carried out by Truman. Terry, did you hear any of this story? Does this match anything you know? Hello, Terry.
That he came back is like, I didn't hear that. And that he controlled Roosevelt, I didn't hear that. But it was true that Japan had already agreed to surrender when they used the atomic bomb on Japan. That I did hear. And Delano Roosevelt, he did set it up so that Pearl Harbor would be, he allowed Pearl Harbor to be bombed, and he kept the ships in the harbor, most of the ships in the harbor, and they were destroyed. And then when the guys were banging on it and everything trying to get out, they had orders to not go rescue them. There was some pretty bad stuff happened there.
Now, what part of this was from Scientology or correlates with Scientology? Because you know, 75 million years ago, right?
Yeah, that all correlates.
Yeah. You know, the way Scientology would find things out, and I don't know what they're doing now, and I don't like the organization, and I think it's very, got a lot of dark things to it. But when it was first starting out, and in the early days with Ron Hubbard, he had developed this technique to put a lie detector on someone and ask them questions. And by the way the lie detector moved, he could read their subconscious answers to what he was asking. And then they would do a certain line of questions, and somehow
Lauren's calling. I'm gonna take that.
You shouldn't talk to him now, but just take it quickly, okay? Because I want you to comment on this. All right. Oh well. He would ask questions. They would ask questions, and look at this E meter, and when it moved. They could tell, have some indication if they were on the right track. And then, as I understand it, they would ask numbers of people the same line of questions. And when they got the same answers, they would keep narrowing down something and come up with a story about this guy Zeno 75 million years ago. That's how they would come up with it, even to finding out his name. And it's like using a lie detector. Some people use muscle testing today, you know, applied kinesiology in a similar manner to tap subconscious memories. The idea being that within our subconscious memory, there is a long-term truth that we're not even consciously aware of. But when you use these methods of finding what is true, then of course you declare it as true and people are interested. Now, I'm not saying any of this is true, okay? I'm just reading it here. And, and they're saying this guy Zeno would inhabit the bodies of different people, okay? Like, he controlled the body of FDR in the late 1940s and planned for the use and control of atomic and nuclear weapons to keep the populations of Earth in fear and terror. Okay.
Well, I don't know if any of that is true, you know, but certainly they did that with the nuclear weapon.
Discarding the body of FDR, Zeno then inhabited the body of the economist named Jacobson in Switzerland. Jacobson controlled the Bank of International Settlements. This bank was set up in the 1930s to control international finance. It is the Merkavian hard base for control on Earth, and is totally free of taxation and government control. By Swiss law, it is not even part of Switzerland. Now, if anyone's listening, this is not usually the kind of stuff we talk about, okay? This is plowing down to look at some of the dark patterns that run our planet, okay? And this is not one of the things I intended to read, but it just came up. And I don't know where the information came from. It's just...
Is there any author listed?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard any of, like, at the last part about him coming back conflicts with other things that I've heard. So I don't know about that. But it's called The Matrix, right? That book?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
And again, I say this is the one Jean Rapoport told Terry to buy in 1991, right?
Yeah, about then, yeah. One of the Conscious Life Expos or the whole Earth. Well, one of those conferences, he had a whole room full of books, and I went in there and I was looking at it, and John came over and said, buy this. In fact, there was two I bought, Matrix 1 and 2 or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. It's got a lot of good articles.
Funding for the development of the AIDS virus. And I've heard this a lot, that the AIDS virus was artificially created.
Yeah, the first person that told me that was Dick Gregory. And I was sort of shocked.
Terry and I, in the old days when we did multi-level marketing, we met Dick Gregory. He was had a product that he was marketing, that he was
the Bahamian Diet.
In that company, right, the Bahamian Diet. And they had a meeting in the Bahamas, and Terry and I went. And we were not really together. You know, we weren't really, what do you call it, an item
we
at that point.
Couple. Yeah. Right.
Okay. Let me read. I'm going to read something from a totally different section, okay?
Yeah.
And this is about the grays. And again, remember, this is not a book that it was written linearly. The guy has taken some places he gives credit for where it came from. And other times it's just articles that show up. And of course it's rather controversial. Let's see what happens if I read something here. Since the primary species involved is that of the grays, we will concentrate on that species. Over the last several years, researchers have unearthed plenty of evidence that the United States made one or more agreements with the species described as the tall grays, and has agreed not to interfere with alien operational plans in trade for technology. Agreements made in 1934, 64, and 72. And that, I happen to know, is true. Ike was one of the people that was affiliating with the Grays, and his granddaughter, Laura Eisenhower, is a regular speaker at a lot of events, UFO shows, and other things. And she knows that's true. She knows a lot of stuff. The large grays are smaller, cloned, big head. The large grays use smaller, cloned, big-headed grays to perform abduction and examination work. It is these grays that abductees see most of the time. The gray clones are also performing biological work, which necessitates the termination of various species on the surface of the Earth, which is not governed or protected under the treaty made with the U.S. government. Underground installations are the only sovereign areas under this treaty. Biological products are gathered for other genetic work, which includes cloning, DNA enrichment, and crossbreeding with human beings. Researchers will recall that the disk that crashed in 1947 at Roswell, New Mexico, had several reptilian species on board. So well as the body parts and clothing of several Army Air Force officers. Yuck. The gray clones are abducting human females, both temporarily and permanently, and using them for crossbreeding in order to produce a new hybrid species that does not have the inherent genetic weaknesses of the gray species. Research indicates that this crossbreeding is somewhat successful, and that some of the alien species that have been seen by humans are a direct result of the success of the program. The gray species, in general, is more on the order of an electronically based space society with a common social memory complex that allows them to collectively fashion as areas of group mind. Usually one of the large grays, a blonde humanoid, or other dominant species, groups of grays are controlled from one control source being. They're controlled by one being. Now, some of you may never have heard this before, but in service to self societies, there is what's called a hive mind. They operate as a group energy, following orders from the top down. And that's what they're saying here, that the Greys also maintain the technology to create clones and implant memory from another species into the clones. Implantation technology, a trademark of Orion-based species, is routinely used as a method of social control. The United States government, specifically agencies like the CIA and NSA have undertaken to develop parallel technology, which is a direct result of cooperation and interaction with extraterrestrial biological entities. All these methods of control are domination-based and counterproductive to evolvement of individual beings. For the Greys, the main motivation for the genetic work with humans is the survival of the Grey species, which is genetically damaged. Travel outside the third dimension also bridges the human concept of time. Some species, such as the Essanavi, claim that they are the result of hybrid genetics that are being performed at this time. We're seeing a list of hybrid species as well as species in different stages of their own evolution. The Grey species is not based on individualization or being an individual entity. For entities maintaining a group mind, a group mindset, i.e. a social memory complex, individualization seems to cause a great deal of random energy loss. They were initially fascinated both with human individuality, but apparently do not comprehend what it means to this human. Let's see here. They recognize the need for it is the child in terms of survival. The Grey mindset and abilities, weaknesses, will be discussed later in this work. Species objectives appear to be founded on a rigid, dominating, survival-based social order, where their religion is science, their social structure is geared to obedience and duty. Their military concepts are grouped around conquest, colonization, and domination through covert mind control programs. Turning the page here, let's see. There we go. The way the Greys seem to locate subjects for their work is more or less a result of their efforts to find human entities who vibrate in resonance to their vibrational complex. One of the human species that promotes this resonance is fear. One of the human aspects is fear, which almost amounts to permission from the Grey standpoint. It has become apparent that abductees are also being trained on alien equipment for some future time. Researchers have pegged that the time between 1990 and 96, based on regression sessions involving hundreds of abductees over the course of several years, no clinical successes have been achieved in pegging exact dates to the strength United States specialty base areas, which are near nuclear facilities, waste storage, etc. Animal mutilations are highest in these areas, alas. A connection? Yes. Most atomic structures in this localized sector of the universe maintained a clockwise spin. For some reason, the grays are sensitive to materials with a counterclockwise spin. It has been stated by some researchers that sugar and the AIDS virus have a relationship with left-handed spin material. When one of the grays dies, its implant serves as a focusing device for retrieval of the body. There have been several cases where grays have died in front of witnesses and the bodies have been beamed away. Hang on.
It's about time, Marvin.
Are we running out of time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, let's forget everything I just said, because this is dark stuff. But it's stuff that is going on the underbelly of our planet right now. And I am pretty sure this gray stuff is accurate. I'm not sure about the Xenu stuff, but the gray stuff has come up many times in different ways. And one of the most interesting things is, if you had been one of the people who had been paying attention to UFOs some 30 or 40 years ago, you would remember, I remember reading about cattle mutilations where there was no blood and no organs in the cattle. And it was a mystery. And the mystery was solved here, where the grays were taking the blood and the organs, putting them in vats and bathing in them, because their bodies were genetically defective and had a hard time digesting food. In any case, I'll just leave it with that. Let's bring in the light. Okay, this is dark stuff. I don't usually go there, but for some reason I brought it up tonight. And it's good to occasionally expose oneself to it. For one's own discernment and reading what's going on our planet, because this is very tied in with a lot of the negative stuff, from the Illuminati to deep state to all this other stuff, is, I am sure, connected with the gray agenda. And on that note, hi, do you want to unmute everybody? Hang on. I'll do it, I think. We got 1 minute to eight.
My console doesn't work for unmuting.
Yours isn't working.
You got it now, right? Yes.
Let's see, I'm here. Let's see.
No, we're somewhat unmuted. Although mine said this off.
Okay. Let's see if I can unmute from my phone. Hang on.
Unmuted.
That sounds... Are we unmuted?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Okay. The lengths we go to say goodbye. Okay.
Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye, BBS folks. Thank you all for hanging in.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Thank you.
We go over to Whole Planet Healing.